In today's training, we're going to dive deep into how do you turn a single listing into five commission checks. I call this the listing marketing maximizer. I've been at this game for a very long time, over 5,000 plus families served in my real estate sales journey, and probably close to 3,000 agents have been through Real Estate B-School at this point. So there are five things you should do every time you take a listing. This goes without saying that your business should be focused on taking listings. So every listing you take, obviously the goal is to sell it. But if you're buying like home search leads or like the Zillow, the realtor.com, you're building the business on a faulty foundation. So paying someone else to be a better marketer than you, like a Zillow, to get in between you and a consumer is not where you want to build a business. So the first fundamental principle here is that you have to build lead generation levers, as I call them, in your business that are going to generate listings. We've got an awesome expired direct mail system or a for sale by owner program, which also has a direct mail element. New construction, where you're basically adopting these new construction communities as your own. And as a result, you're befriending on-site agents and they're referring buyers that have homes to sell to you. You're doing open houses to generate additional sellers. And then we've got a motivated seller letter, direct mail campaign as well, pre-foreclosures and whatnot. So whatever you do, you have to focus your efforts and even social media to a certain extent, the content you put out on social media, the authority you're building through authentic content will also generate listing opportunities. Get at least one listing appointment per week, if not two. So all of your focus around new business development, your lead generation efforts, your lead follow-up efforts have to be focused on taking a listing every week. Now we have four other ways that we're going to monetize that one listing, but the focus of your business has to be on building a listing-focused business. And I was never a cold caller, so my method with expireds or for sale by owners or motivated sellers is to not pick up the phone and smile and dial. It's very much revolves around direct response marketing. What could I send them in the mail that's going to motivate them to pick up the phone and give me a call? And I'm talking for less than 5% of a commission check. So if you have an average $10,000 commission check, I'm talking about for less than $500, you can generate a closing from direct response methods taught within Million Dollar Agent Method. It doesn't have to be the 30 to 40% at closing like some of these referral fee companies are charging you. Once you master these listing side focused lead gen levers, you'll own the business forever because there's still four other opportunities that we have to generate additional closings. But you have to focus every day on taking a listing. And if you fail, like I said, you'll still take and sell enough to close two listings per month. So that's number one. You take listings and you sell those listings. In most markets, when you take a listing, it's pretty much sold as the market stands right now. There will come a time where the market's a little bit squirrelier, a little bit harder to compete in. But as it stands now, I'm not going to focus too much on getting a home ready for sale. We put properties on the market on a Tuesday and we have open houses on Saturdays and we accept offers until Monday at 5 p.m. There's a very specific process that we use to get listings sold as quickly as possible. That's a kind of a topic for a different training. So number two is you're going to help that seller buy their next home. This sort of goes without saying that it should be common sense that you're going to help that seller buy another home. But maybe this is just me, but I've come into situations before where we had this question in our seller intake form. We had sellers tell us after the fact that they went to go see a new home builder over the weekend, a new construction subdivision, and they went ahead and put a contract on a property. So we didn't have both sides of the conversation when we first got together with them. Part of the benefit of being part of a company like eXp Realty, we've got really amazing agents in nearly every market. And I'm able to refer business out into whatever market very, very easily. So make sure you're with a brokerage where you could easily place business and there's a vast referral network. And so make sure you're asking the right question on your seller intake form. And then if they're moving out of the market, make sure you're referring them. So at least you can get a 25, 30% referral, whatnot. So that's number two, make sure you help them buy their next home. Number three is that your goal should be to generate at least one additional closing because of the service you provided to that seller client. So generate a referral is the third commission check here. The service you provide, is it so over the top awesome that the only response, logical response that seller has working with you is that they're going to tell everyone they know about you. They're going to physically stop someone in a restaurant and they're going to grab their phone and say, hey, I heard you say the word real estate. You've got to text Lars, and they get you on a three-way text with your real estate agent. Get them to write a Google review for you as well. Social proof is a massive lead generation lever for us. And I'll show you here a tool that we use to keep track of some of this. But are you being so intentional? The care you provide your clients and even gifts every part of the significant milestones in the transaction. That money, along with just really great communications, and we use video in our communications and templated emails and a checklisted process, they leave the experience with us feeling a certain way about us. That $250 worth of gifts while they're working with us is less money than we'll spend to generate an expired or a FSBO or a motivated seller via direct mail. So a lot of agents just minimize the opportunity to generate business by the client care they provide. And we call this the client care compound effect. Essentially, we turn client care into a lead generation lever. The fourth commission check is that we're going to use that listing to find a buyer. You can easily generate a closed buyer with not a lot of money invested, just marketing that property properly on social media, holding open houses where you put up your 30 to 40 signs, you market it on social media in Zillow open houses, in your MLS open houses, and you drive 20, 30, 40 plus buyers into that home. There's two or three potential clients there easily if you run a proper open house system. We have a very specific way that we put signs in a seller's yard where we've measured this anywhere from 2 to 3 times more yard sign calls because of the way we put signs in a yard versus just putting up a single yard sign. Most people don't want to call the number on a main yard sign because they know they're going to talk to an agent versus a couple different tactics that we have that bring out every buyer has the opportunity to call a number or text the number on a yard sign, and that generates an opportunity for a conversation. And then on social media, are you doing property tour? Are you advertising to local folks, people that are looking for properties in that area to look at your single property website? And is that generating opt-ins for you where you're becoming the Zillow, you're becoming the realtor.com? You could generate a closing marketing your own listing for 5 to 7% of that commission check. So radically different economics when you're actually the one that's marketing the listing and not paying for just a random buyer home search lead. All right, that's number four, is to find a buyer using that listing as leverage. Number five is to find a seller in the neighborhood. Your open house system should be equally geared toward generating another listing that sells versus having a buyer come through an open house. So we have a very specific process we follow for open houses. We invite all the neighbors to a special sneak peek where they can come see the house and help pick their neighbor. And we door knock 25 to the left, 25 to the right, 50 across the street, basically 100 homes. You could do the 5-5-10, but we go a little bit beast mode on it because we don't want to leave any chance that we're not going to turn this into multiple commission checks, this one listing. So that's open houses. Direct mail. Let's say you got more than the Zillow, than the Zestimate on the property. Sending out a mini case study of that property with a QR code for them to get their own home evaluation or your opinion of the value of their home compared to what Zillow is telling them. Get creative with your just listed, just sold. And then when you hold an open house, which I highly, highly recommend, if you do it the right way, you'll get a ton of folks through, buyers and sellers. Are you calling around the neighborhood? Not a cold call, but more an invitation to the open house. You could door knock and you can call. And we've got a tool that instantly within 10 seconds, you put in an address, it pulls up 100 homes around that address in the neighborhood, and it gets their email address and their contact information. And within a couple minutes, you're literally talking to neighbors and you're just inviting them to that home. Or if it's post-closing, you're talking about, hey, listen, on that home on 123 Main Street, we were able to secure 7% above the Zillow estimate. Would you like me to prepare a home evaluation? You're just getting into a conversation. You have a legitimate reason for calling. So it's a public service announcement. You're coming at it from a helping and a serving type stance versus just the smile and dial, cold call the neighborhood and see, hey, have you thought about selling, versus like, I have something of value to give you. So those are the five. So number one is you have to have a listing focused business. So taking and selling listings. We went through like a handful of lead gen levers that we teach, $1 million agent method that you could use in your business. Number two is to help them buy the next home, at least on your seller intake form, have the right question, have a referral network as well. Number three is to generate a referral, because the service you provide is like so above and beyond that the natural byproduct will be referrals. And then number four is to find a buyer leveraging that listing. So yard marketing, open houses, social media. And then number five is to find a seller. Again, open houses, direct mail, or calling around neighborhood with something creative, something different than every other agent is doing. That is what I've got for you. I'm going to share, this is going to be in the description, the listing marketing guide. So you can grab a copy of that. And then if you want a copy of this, this is a simple tracking sheet that we use. You can email Lars H. So LARSH at realestatebschool.com. That's realestatebschool.com, B as in business, school.com. So Lars H at realestatebschool.com. And we'll send you out a copy of this listing marketing maximizer, where basically we just put in the address, any notes, and then we manage our client care process here. And then we're tracking for every listing. The goal is 5 out of 5, but we're tracking everything here. So if we sold the home, that's a 1. If we helped them buy their home, that's a 1. If we got a referral for them that closed, that's a 1. If we got a buyer in the neighborhood, and if we got a seller in the neighborhood, 5 out of 5 is the goal. And now the intentional part of this is that we're looking for listings. We leverage those listings as additional business. Much love and respect. Keep doing the heavy lifting in your business. The work that most agents are not willing to do is building out systems in the business. So go to $1 million agent method.com. If you need help with this, we've got an unbelievable technology and marketing stack, as I call it, implementation focus on the coaching. We'll help you add 2 to 3 transactions per month within 3 to 6 months. Get access to all of our lead generation levers, every system you could possibly need in your business to add those 2 to 3 transactions per month with no cold calling, no paid leads. So much love, much respect. We'll see you on the next training. Bye-bye.